T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I do not expect that we are going to officially hear who the goalie is going to be.
So this is.
But I'm assuming it's got to be Swayman tonight. I know Jim Montgomery took the heat off Linus Allmark and pinned it on the defense and Charlie McAvoy and some other people where they did have some bad plays. There's no question. But I'm not just going by, hey, they lost game two, therefore they got to go the other goalie. I didn't think it was going to be a strict rotation. But at least through these first three games, it's going to feel like every other game. But if they win game three, do they then go away from Swayman again?
I hate the way they're handling this.
They're not making
it
easy for
you. It is.
This
well,
is
they're
like
not
the,
making.
This is like the Patriots with the draft. I want to pull my hair out.
I know he means well, Montgomery. I know the coach. I know he means well. I know he's kind of, tethered to this routine in a way. But I feel like it's an anchor. I do. I feel like it limits him as far as what he can do. It destroys his ability to send the right message. It creates silos. I think it does, and I'm not even kidding.
How can
I
it? Think hold on.
It does. It creates silos. So that's what he's doing. He's creating
this,
a silo. He needs to
they've
stop.
They've done this for 180 games over 2 years. How is that creating
doesn't
a
work.
Silo? What do you mean it doesn't work?
It doesn't work. It didn't work last year. It's not working this year right now. Here's how it creates a silo, and I told you this the other day they lost.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't like it.
Two games.
I don't like it. I can't even imagine as a player. Like, this sucks.
All right, not liking it, but saying it doesn't work. It's two games into the playoffs. It's almost like you're predicting they're going to lose to Toronto because
I don't. No, I don't like the uneasiness and the picking sides that I think, Gresh, naturally occur whether you want to admit it or not, you being a player. I think it happens. I think it's the same. I think it's similar, not the same. Okay, all you hockey talk people out there. I think it's similar to a quarterback controversy. If you have two quarterbacks, you have none. I mean, I know these guys are really good, but it just pick one guy. Just pick a guy. It's not your fault. Like that one guy doesn't play. You don't owe them anything.
Right,
you're paying them.
All right, so what's worse? Doing something and then abandoning it in the postseason, which is what they did last year, or doing what they've done for 160-plus regular season games over 2 years.
I get it. You don't want to – I feel like, maybe you're overthinking it. I don't like his philosophy with this.
I think we're overthinking it because we're used to convention, and this is the way they have operated.
Okay, would you say that Montgomery in this whole – This way of doing business is an outlier? Would you say it's like it's
well, it's an outlier because he walked into
everybody else is swimming upstream.
No, the person who said this has nothing to do with Montgomery. Montgomery's managing what's been given to him.
I know, but he's still in charge of lineups.
I know, but he also can't go to the GM and say, yeah, this guy you're paying $5 million to, he can whiz off. I'm playing him 20 games. That's not the way they brought that guy into that situation. Jim Montgomery got the job knowing that they were loading up for a last ride, and they got two goalies, and here's the way they think about it. And he has had no pushback whatsoever.
Didn't they try to trade one? Didn't they try to trade Omar?
I think there was the thought
he killed it.
But then again, I also look at the GM and be like, why are you giving that guy that kind of veto power?
Well, that's his contract.
That's where I look at Jim Montgomery and be like, okay, well, if Omar could have been traded and he shut it down, then the only thing Montgomery can do is manage it. And it doesn't seem like management or Montgomery really in that matter are motivated to just pick one guy. Again, they did that in the playoffs last year and it didn't work. That's the real problem.
I don't like the philosophy, period. I don't.
Well, next year we won't have to worry about it.
Well, I know. I just feel like, you know, you pick one guy and you live and die by that guy. When that guy struggles and he can't hold the line anymore, then you pull him.
So is it a matter of you don't like it and you're uncomfortable with it on principle, or this will keep them from winning at a high level?
Part of me, okay, it's both for me. And pick a starter. Pick a guy. Pro athletes. Okay, they desire structure.
They thrive on consistency.
Yes,
and okay. It was inconsistent last year when they got to the playoffs and said, we're just going to win.
I just feel like it's creating more problems. And even if somebody has, okay, like the breakaway that Austin Matthews had, that basically was the go-ahead goal.
Yep.
Okay. I've heard Razor. I've heard all these hockey nerds, you know, talk about like this play. And, you know, and that was really tough. And, you know, and would you have liked him to stop it? Sure, but it was hard.
Well,
that was hard.
The guy is the best goal scorer in the league.
Okay. Okay. So
if it were just the other guy in there, he would have made the save?
It's – who knows? I have no clue. I said this to you the other day. You have no idea. It was a tough stop. But, you know what? You're paying him to stop it, right?
You're paying Ullmark more.
But you're paying him to – and Ullmark, yeah. And
that, well,
so he failed, right? Well, so he makes more money. His salary determines that he should be able to stop that.
Yeah, I just – I don't think
– So he should never let a goal in?
Yeah, I just don't think it's a big deal.
When
because
it comes into the – do we not judge –
breakaway with a 70-goal score,
not,
I think, is a good chance he can score.
Do you not judge quarterbacks the same way?
No.
Even – you don't?
No.
Since when?
No, I think we judge – no, I think goalies Help. And – I think goalie. I don't think goalies and quarterbacks get judged the same. No,
because
the goalie's job is to stop. The quarterback's job is to.
I know their jobs are different, but when it comes to it's like if you look at a loss, like even the Patriots lost to Philly. Okay, Brady threw for 500 yards, had an unbelievable game,
yeah,
but he gets sacked. He gets sacked, and his arm gets hit, and people are blaming him for the loss. Like, oh, you know, you couldn't get that pass off. You should have gotten it off. You shouldn't have created that turnover. That I think that they're both kind of wrongly accused of being the reason why they lose and sometimes credited too much for the win. So I think – and it always comes down – in hockey, it's always the goalie that you're looking at.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.